Okay, let's continue. And Afchesam and Beis. So before we continue Afchesam and Beis, you know, yesterday we had a whole piece of Torah, and I must be honest that I looked into it, and nobody says like me. Then we saw yesterday that you're allowed to use the ashes of the oven. So we said that if it's Husak me'Erev Yontif, if the wood was burnt on Erev Yontif, then you're allowed to use the ashes. So the way I learned the Gemara and I learned Rashi doesn't say that the ashes were created Erev Yontif, but rather the wood was already burnt Erev Yontif, even the ashes came afterwards, that's good enough. But if the ashes or the wood was not burnt Erev Yontif, it doesn't work. But all the Rishayim, probably based on Tosfos, the Olim, Pshat and Rashi, not like that. And the main thing is, are the ashes there already from before Yontif, or the ashes not there before Yontif? And therefore, if the ashes are there before Yontif, then it's considered Mukhan, and it's fine. If the ashes only came on Yontif, in other words, if it got burnt the wood on Yontif, or got burnt before Yontif, but the ashes were not created till after Yontif, till Yontif started, then that's considered Mukhsan. So I was wrong about that, and I would like to correct that aspect. Okay, so basically, we end up yesterday understanding the Gemara that the Braisa says that a koi, an animal that's not clear if it's a chaya or a behema, not clear if it needs kisur dam or does not need kisur dam. So the Braisa says that a koi, you cannot shecht it on Yantif. Even according to Beis Hillel, you cannot shecht it on Yantif. And if you shecht it, you cannot cover its blood. Right? So if it means, you might want to say, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that you have no, if you have earth prepared, so why can't you shecht it on Yantif? You have permittable earth prepared, you have earth that was prepared from before Yantif, either the shovel in the ground or the heap and mound in your backyard, whatever it is. But you have permitted earth, so why can't you just cover it? According to Beit Hillel, in the Mishnah, if you have permitted earth, you're allowed to cover it, you're allowed to shecht it. So why over here, this koi, if you have permitted earth, shouldn't be able to cover it? So you might want to say, no, maybe you have no permitted earth available. You might say, that can be, because it says, if you shechted it, then you still cannot cover it. If you have no earth, then what are you going to cover it with? So clearly, this price means you have earth available. And even if you have earth available that you prepared in advance, you prepared your earth in advance for Kisra Dam, you cannot do it for a Suffolk Kisra Dam. Only for Vadai Kisra Dam you can do it, says Beis Hillel. We pass on like Beis Hillel. So you cannot do it. So Beis Hillel says that if you have no earth prepared, you cannot shecht it. But if you have earth prepared, then you can do it for Vadai Kisra Dam. But for Koi, for Suffolk Kisra Dam, Suffolk name is Evachaya, you may not shecht it, and if you shecht it, you may not cover it up. So you might want to know, why is that? Why should that be? What's the difference? If it's permitted earth, then why can't I use it for all my needs? And this is part of my needs. After all, it's suffic, it's part of my needs. So the Gemara says like this. Elamar Rabba, says Rabba, three lines from the top, and Chesam Reves. Elamar Rabba, says Rabba, Efer Kira Muchan Levadai, Ve'ein Muchan Lesafik. That the dirt, or not the dirt, the ashes of the oven is considered mukhan, it's considered prepared for vadai kisra adam, for a chaya, for an oif, mein mukhan a safik. But it's not, in other words, it doesn't help for a safik. Something which is a safik, even though prepared in advance, it does not help. The Gemara says, well, why not? The Gemara says, the safik my time aloy. The reason why maybe it's not permitted for a suffik kisra adam, you know why? Not because of hilchos mukta, the ka'ave guma, because maybe you're going to create a hole in the earth. In other words, you have your ashes in the oven, and by digging the ashes, you're building, you're creating a hole. Look at Rashi. You might as well say, why? My time, what's the reason? Loi, what's the reason you tell me the Kavi Guma? Because you might go ahead and create a hole? So Yomar says, if that's the case, Vadainami Kavi Guma. So why only by a suffix am I worried he's going to create a hole? Even by a Vadai. In other words, again, if you don't create a hole, there's no problem. Right? Yomar said that. If you don't create a hole, there's no problem. But we're worried if he's going to allow you to do Kisra Adam for a suffix, you might by mistake come and make and create a hole. Gemara says, your word is going to create a hole by suffik, that same worry you have creating a hole by a vadai. Just because something is a vadai mechuyev and kisodam is not going to make it less that I might not create a hole. If you're that type of clumsy person, by taking some dirt, I'm going to end up creating and making the pile of mound of my backyard and making a nice big hole over there, and I'm creating something, so why is that more by suffix than by vaday? So don't tell me the reason why suffix you're not allowed to, because you might come and create a hole. Gemara says, my time loy, the suffix my time loy, what's the reason for suffix yisadam, you're not allowed to use prepared earth, the covered guma, because you might create a hole. Vade nami covered guma, and vade also might come and create a hole. He must have known. Elo kidrababa. But we're not worried that you're going to create a hole, because even if you create a hole, it's okay, because it's mekalkel, like Rashi says. Because we said by creating a hole, remember, it's melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. I don't want to create the hole, I don't care about the hole, I just want the dirt. So even if I would create the hole, it's not the end of the world, because mekadin, it's mut anyway. So then by suffix, why am I worried about it also? If I say that I'm not worried by vadai, that I'm going to create a hole, because even if I create a hole, it's only potter avalasar, but it's really potter, so then why by suffix is it not okay? Because I might create a hole, so what? It's mekalkel. What's the worst that can happen? So I created a hole, and I meant to be... What? My purpose is not for the hole, my purpose is to get the earth. So what? Why is it by suffix not okay? And Gemara says, wants a different reason. And the suffix, my timer, the reason why suffix is not permitted, the reason why I don't allow you to do kisaydam on a koi, which is a suffix high, a suffix neymo, you know why? And the suffix, my timer, dilma of it ktisha. Ah, because maybe there's a clump of earth and you're going to crumble it along the way. So you're going to crumble it to do kisaydam by a suffix, or where are you going to crumble it? So Gemara says, if that's the case, Vadainami nexumishum ktisha. If you're worried he's going to crumble it, so that same concern you should have even by a vadai kisadam. Let's say you have to do kisadam, but you don't do it, you're going to be a silo. Why? Because you might come and crush the dirt. Even if you say you're not going to, you might come and do it. But by vadai, the silo, there's no problem with it. If it's a real animal and you have earth prepared, you're allowed to use it for kisadam, even though you might come and crumble the earth. Right? Ela vadainami nexumishum ktisha. So Gemara says, no, vadai ki oka avit ktisha, by an animal which is a chaya, an oif, where you have to do kisaydam, and you have dirt prepared, and we say, go ahead, use the dirt you have prepared according to Beis Hillel. What are you worried about? That maybe he'll crumble it. Vadai ki oka avit ktisha, by an animal that's mechuyev kisaydam, if you're going to come and crumble it, I'm not worried. You know why? Asi asay, v'dachi es lois asay. Even if you say you're going to end up crumbling it, so what's the problem? It's a loisase of not doing melach and yontif, toichin, or doichet loisase, crumbling it, but you have an ase of kisir adam. There's a mitzvah that rises to the kisir adam. So Basilo says, if I have dirt prepared, and it's a chai or an oif, go ahead, do kisir adam. You're allowed to shecht it, you're allowed to do kisir adam, because I have earth prepared. What are you worried about? You're going to crumble the earth, and the oif toichin? Even if you crumble it, mikra, then it's okay. Why? Because Asay, Deichalos Asay. The mitzvah of Kisadam is a mitzvah. The Isra of Yomtev crumbling is only a Lois Asay. Asay, Dochi Lois Asay. And Asay is stronger than a Lois Asay. So therefore, you should be able to crumble it.
You can't apply that to
yourself. No, you might want to say, you can't do that. By the way, you cannot Lechatchila crumble it. But if you're worried that you might come and crumble it, because even if Asay Dechalos Asay, it's still Asay Midrabbanon. Midaraisa, we say in Asay pushes off a Lois Asay. If you have to do a mitzvah and there's an Aveira at the same time, Midaraisa, it's okay. I know, but right now, there is a mitzvah Asay to do Kisadam on you. Technically, you're right. You can eat without the Kisadam also. But right now, is there a mitzvah Asay to do Kisadam?
Only if you shaft it already.
If you shaft it. Okay, but so right now, am I allowed to shecht the yontif? Yes. Am I allowed to? No, according to Beis Hillel, if I have earth prepared, I'm allowed to shecht.
I understand, no, but I'm talking about here. We're worried about this.
But right now, I didn't do anything. I have earth prepared. Am I allowed to shecht into Beis Hillel? Lechatchila? No problem. Now, am I allowed to take the earth dirt and cover it up? 100%. Do I do a mitzvah when I cover it up? 100%. So you might want to say, but maybe you're going to crumble it along the way. So you might say, let's say you crumble it along the way. I'm doing a mitzvah while I'm doing the kisaydam. I say, doichaleis I say, a mitzvah is stronger than a lav. And therefore, you can crumble it. Now, it doesn't mean you can crumble it lechatchila. Don't go ahead now in Krom Lechatchila. That you can do. Why? Because even if Aseh Dechaleisa say Midi Rabbanon, it's still forbidden. So then you can do Lechatchila. But what do you... So I'm not crumbling it. I'm just taking the dirt, and it's loose dirt, and it's okay. What are you worried about? Maybe I'll pick up a clump of strong dirt and crumble it by mistake. If I did it, it's not the end of the world. Why? Because Aseh Dechaleisa say. However, one second. However, by a Safek... even if you're going to crumble it, am I fulfilling an assay when I'm crumbling it and covering the dirt, the blood? Only a suffix assay. So suffix assay is not going to push away Leif's assay. So therefore, I'm worried by a suffix. I could don't do it. Why? Even if I have dirt prepared, I have dirt prepared. Still don't do it. Why? Because it might by mistake come and crumble it. So if I'm worried about crumbling it, so how can I do it by a vadai, by a real animal, by a chayo? It might come and crumble it. No, because even if you crumble over there, you have asa decha leis
asay. I would just say, I think in another case, Shabbos would be one chin, shlebo, one crown. Not saying you're doing anything wrong, you just make, you know, make it.
That's
up.
A different reason, because that's there, it's malacha shein tzich legufo.
So here it is. I'm using the report.
I need to crumble it, because I've got to spread it out all over the blood. I know exactly what I'm doing it. Not, by the way, it's not I said it wrong. It's not I might do it by mistake. I'm purposely going to do it. We forget it, jump it. I say, oh my gosh, this is a clump of earth. If I pick up a clump of earth, what I really should do is put it back because I can't use this one. I say, oh, clump of earth, okay, let me spread it around. So what am I doing by mistake? I know what I'm doing. I say, oh yeah, I can do a kisur dam. That's not the same as dragging a chair. With double shame miskapin. Here's how double shame miskapin. I know exactly what I'm doing. So you might want to say... No, we're worried dirt, clump, picking up clumps and you're going to go and crumble it, I suppose. Maybe dirt together, so it's open. Even that, I need everything. I need all my dirt to spread around the blood. So it's kind of... I know exactly what I'm doing. I don't think that works as double shade miskavim or misasik or stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you know exactly how you're crumbling the dirt. So you might want to say, maybe that's the difference between a vada and a sofik. The Gemara says, no, that can be. You know why? Eimer dam rinon, where do I say, osi asei v'dochi lois asei, that a mitzvah is more important than aveira, one pushes away the aveira, going mila b'tzoras. What's halacha? If a child has to do bris mila, and he has a tzoras, right in the place of the mila. So there's a mitzvah to do mila, and there's a lav that you can't cut off the tzoras. So there I say, the mitzvah of Mila pushes away the lav of Taras, inami or sadin betzitzis. When the mitzvah says you have to put on tzitzis, which is wool, and my clothing is made out of linen, right? So Allah is gedilim ta'asalacha, that the mitzvah of tzitzis pushes aside the lav of sharpness. Ain't allowed to put on tzitzis. You know why? Because both these things, the be'idna at the time, the koma'ake lav, when you uproot the aveira, kamukim asay, you're fulfilling the asay. By the mila, as soon as you, when you're doing the mila, you're doing the mitzvah, that's when you're doing the aveira. Or when you're doing the aveira, that's when you're doing the mitzvah. However, hach over here, be'idna b'komak alav, when you are transgressing the aveira, when are you transgressing the aveira? When you're crumbling the dirdani? When you're transgressing the aveira? When you crumble it, right? When you're doing the kiyus adam, after it's crumbled. So which one happens first? First the lav happens. There's no asa v'chalos asay. Over here, be'idna the kama'ak alav. At the time, the kama'ak alav, that you uproot the aveira means you're transgressing the aveira, crumbling it, lay mukim asay. You're not, what's the name? You're not fulfilling the what's the name? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, holo kasha. That's not a kasha. The Bahari de Kosher, Kodesh, Kamichse. Because you can establish, you can say that the case is talking about, that at the exact same time when you're crumbling it, that's when you're doing the Kisadam. Why? You're crumbling it, and as you're crumbling it, it falls down on the blood. It's not like, Gemara says, we're not talking about a case where I do it first, and then I bring it over, and I do my Kisadam. I take the whole clump of earth, and I put it right over the blood. And as I'm crumbling it, it crumbles and it falls down. So that's at the same time. It's covering it at the same time. I'm even put it. I put it right there by the blood. So I'm doing it, crumbling right there, and it's covering it right away. So it's at the same time. So don't ask that kasha. That's not asa dechalos. I say you would have asa dechalos. I say that's not the kasha. But you know what is the question? But rather seif. Yomtiv is asa v'lois asehu. Yomtiv is two things. It's an asa of. It's a lois asa of lois asa kamalacha. And Rashi says it's also an asa dechsiv. By Yom Rishon Shabbosan, the Master Shavuos, it says the first day keep the Yomtiv. So therefore, Yomtiv, there's two reasons why I cannot do the Malach of Teichin. One is a Lois Aseh, Lois Askom Malacha, and the other one is it's a Mitzvah Aseh by Yom Rishon Shabbosan. On the first day, it's Yomtiv. It means it's Yomtiv. You can't do Malacha. So not doing Malacha is not just a Lois Aseh; it's a Lois Aseh and an Aseh. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Mein Aseh Doiches Lois Aseh Baaseh." And the mitzvah asay can push aside a lois asay, but an asay cannot push aside double whammy, a lois asay and an asay, and therefore you have to lois asay and asay. So therefore, if you're worried about crumbling on a safek, then why are you worried about crumbling on a vadai? The same way you're worried about crumbling teichen, even though your earth is prepared on a safek, you should be worried on a vadai. What are you telling me? Vadai, if I do, it's not the end of the world. It's very much the end of the world. Because it's only an asay, and this is an asay and a lois asay. So if you crumble, even at the same time as you're covering the blood, you're going to go to Gehenna for that. Why? Because I'm doing a mitzvah. Yeah, but keeping Yom Tov and a lois asay, and a lav and a mitzvah. So it's a double thing. So they can't do that. So if you're worried about crumbling on the suffix, on the kai, so why do you worry crumbling about the chai and life? So why do we say, if I have earth prepared, don't cover up the kai? Why should I not cover up the kai? And yes, cover up the chayim. What's the difference? Mark's question. Elo Marabe, Rabbi says a new swara. Not because I might come and crumble it, or not because I might create a hole. Simple reason. Elo Marabe, no. A for a kilo, daitil avatai, vein daitil asafik. It's mukta, which means when I had my ashes in my oven from before Yantif, I knew I'm going to use it for anything that's really needed. That's what I'm using it for. My mind is not on sfeikas, on the kai, at night for chumra. My mind is not for that. And therefore, in order for something not to be mukta and yantif, you need to have a positive set of minds that I know when yantif starts, I'm going to use this for all my needs. And when I say all my needs, I only mean my real needs, my kisar adam needs, not my suffic, nervous. What's that called? The OCD type of needs, which is koi, who I will be machmir, that I never had in mind. And therefore, I never had it in mind. What's the problem over here? The problem is not, I might come across it. The problem is not crumbling it. The problem is not making a whole guma. What's the problem? Simply, it's muksa. Why is it muksa? Because I meant, my mind is not on suffix. My mind is only in vadai. And therefore, it wasn't prepared. It's muksa. My whole mound of dirt is prepared. It's prepared for all my needs. To cover up the garbage, to do the kisidam and vadai. But it's not, I don't have in mind, it's not prepared for suffix. Suffix is out of my realm of thought. I don't think about that. It doesn't help. And therefore, simply, it's muksa. So Gemara says, va'az the rabba letaimei. And rabba follows his other reasoning. The Amar rabba, because rabba says something else. If you brought dirt into your house every yontif in order to cover up soya, garbage, right? Excrement. They didn't have modern plumbing like we had in the 1800s, outhouses. They didn't even have that. They didn't even have outhouses. They didn't think of that, I guess. Maybe they did have outhouses. Gemara said they had outhouses. But, you know, they knew in case my baby makes a dirty diaper, not in the house. In the house they have that outhouses for the adults. But Rashi says for the babies that he might go to the bathroom in the house. What am I going to do? I have no running water. What am I going to do? So if a guy puts dirt aside, hichnis afar. If you put dirt in the house, lechasas boitzayah for potential maybe the baby will make on the floor, mutar lechasas boitam sifar. Then for sure you'll have to do kisra dam. On blood of an animal. Why? Because that's a sure thing. For sure I'm going to shecht on yantif. So my mind was for even the suffix, even the baby might have a dirty accident on the floor. So if my dirt was meant for that, even for a doubtful thing, for sure the dirt was meant for a normal thing, like shechting the bird. But that's not a chiddush, that's pashat. But dam tzipar, if my mind was only to use the dirt to shecht my bird, that is obvious. And then your baby has an accident, your child has an accident on the floor, you cannot use that dirt to cover up the accident. Why not? Because it's only a suffix. And even though your mind, you're going to use that dirt for other things, your mind is only in the realm of things which are going to happen, likable to happen, not for sveikus. For something which is doubtful to happen, your mind is not in that realm. And therefore, Rabba follows his reasoning. I can use it to cover up my birds and my chayah. I cannot use it to cover up my koi, the animal. By the way, I would like to see what this koi actually looks like. You might talk so much about it. Never actually seen a koi, never saw a picture of it. No idea what it even is. Maybe it's a mule.
Princess, maybe a buffalo.
A buffalo is a koi? It's a beim or chayah, I think it's a name. Which guy?
He has the biblical animal.
Well, let's take a sheer trip to his. No, that guy or the guy in the living terminal.
No, don't know
that guy. Oh, that guy. Zivotofsky. Send him a letter. Zivotofsky. Tell us. We have a whole group of guys who want to join him on the trip to find the forbidden coin. Yeah, that guy. Ari Zivotofsky.
Yes.
Yeah, Ari and Ari. They're the guys. They go all over the world. Yeah. Send a letter to the Mishpacha, about what name, to find the missing coin. They did everything. Yeah. Okay. Now let's continue. Wait. However, Narbloy Amri, but the people in Narbloy used to say the opposite. Even if you put dirt inside your house in order to cover up blood of a bird, in order to do kisei dam on something for sure, you can even your mind is even on the suffix. Amri b'marava, in Marava they said pligi bo Rabbi Yosi b'chama v'Reb Zeira. In Marava they said, if having in mind to do a vadai usage helps on a suffix usage. Some say, and some say the machlokes was between Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef, and Reb Zeira. Some say that a koi is like tsoya. What's tsoya? Like the potential accident, excrement from the child on the floor, the Chad Omar, and some say, Koi ain't a ketsoya, that Koi is not like potential accident of the child of the when it's not like the thing of a bird, of an animal, of a child. Look at Rashi, Koi, one man on the holds, Koi areo ketsoya, four lines from the white lines of Rashi. Somebody brings in dirt to cover the excrement. In other words, koi is like tsoya means that if you had in mind to do the excrement, means for sofek, then you can also do the koi, because they're both sveikas. They're both the sofek. And the other mandama says, in other words, we're not talking about Kisrei Dam versus the Sofik, Vadai versus Sofik, but in the Sofik itself, Koi and Soya, which one is the more of a Sofik? So one man only wants to say that Koi have a Ketsoya, which means if you have in mind to you take the dirt inside in order you have a big Koi in your pen, and you say, I'm going to do this Kisrei Dam on Yom Tov, that's okay, right? Oh no, just opposite. If I prepare the dirt because I know my baby might make an accident. I have a baby, a child that's prone to accidents on the floor, and therefore I take my dirt and I put it in the side of my room for what? I intention to use it for the potential that my baby might make on the floor, and then I change my mind and say, you know what? Let me use it for kisidam for koi. Does it help or not? So one man almost says koi hareyu kitzoya, that a koi is like this. This suffering, meaning they're both suffering, therefore they're both okay. The Chad Omar, and some say, Koi ain't a Ketsoya, that a Koi is not like a Tsoya, which means a Tsoya, which is excrement on the floor, is a higher propensity that's going to happen. So even though it's only a doubt that it might happen, might not happen, but everybody knows in the back of their mind, this baby is going to make on the floor. He's that age, he's going to make on the floor. And therefore, if I have my dirt in the back of my room, I only have it for something like potentially making on the floor because it's liable to happen. But not a koi, which is a real suffix. because it's a real suffix whether you have to do kisa dam or not. So the other man almost says koi eino kitsaya. So you might want to say tistayim. Let's learn. Let's bring a proof. The rava with the amar koi eino kitsaya. Rava holds that koi and tsaya are the same thing. Why? Because the amar rava. Because rava says hichnis afal lechasas by tsaya. If you put dirt in order to cover excrement, mutel lechasas by dam tzipor. Obviously, but dam tzipor. But if you brought in dirt in order to cover a bird, for sure, asr lechasa is boitzoya. Then you're not allowed to cover excrement, because excrement is only a suffix. Tistayim. So bring a proof. I don't see what the proof is exactly. But in other words, what do we see? We see that excrement is considered a suffix. So if regarding a vadai, excrement that an animal, that a kid might make on the floor is considered suffix, it might not happen. So I suppose it's enough of a suffix that a koi and what's the name? A koi and an accident are on the same level. I don't think it's necessarily true, because maybe you're right, an accident is a suffix and koi is a suffix. But an accident is a suffix that's more liable to happen, and therefore if I have my mind on the accident, it does not include soy. It does not include koi. So I'm not really sure why it should be a raya. I don't quite get the mark.
You're saying you're supposed to designate what the dirt is for, or can you have just general dirt for general purposes?
You can have dirt for general purposes. The question is a suffix in the realm of general purposes?
But if I... Okay.
Meaning, it doesn't enter my mind. It's a suffix. Or a potential thing to happen, which is the baby might make on the floor. It's a suffix.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of putting the dirt aside.
I know, but usually dirt means for all my regular needs. Something which could happen, it could not happen, is that a regular need? That's the most question. Is that a regular need? If it could not happen, then that's not a regular need. I guess. So the Gemara wants to say that maybe Kai, the Gemara wants to bring proof that maybe a Tsaya, a child, is better than a Kai. Because a Kai is a suffix. I mean, as many times as I think I might use it, but by definition it's a suffix. You know, it's a real suffix. So therefore, it's not what it's meant for. Because dirt is not meant to cover a koi because it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, it means there's no reason to do it. Meaning, the question is a halachic suffix the same probability as a suffix in Matthias? Is a halachic suffix
right.
because it's not just that my mind is not to it. If there's no need to do it, then why am I doing it? So that's a halachic suffix. I think that's what Gemara is going at. You agree? That's what seems to be. Josh, you agree with that? I think that's...
I wasn't paying attention to the last few months.
Okay. So, Isaac, you agree that that's what Gemara is trying to say?
I wasn't sure why that was tisayim either.
I understand why it's tisayim. No, Gemara is tisayim because it's a suffix. But Gemara clearly wants to say that there's a machlik is whether... in other words, there's a machlekes whether koi is like tsaya or not. What's that question? What's the question whether
if an occasional suffix
is the same as halachic suffix? Yeah, I guess that's the most question.
If I have a koi in my pen, I know I'm going to do this.
And yeah, but that's not good enough because
but
halachically there's no need for it. So that, I think that's the most question where the koi is like. Look at Rashi. Koi ha'arek with tsaya, ha'machin sof lechas by tsaya, mut lechas by dam. The zev is a suffix. They're both suffix. One is a halachic suffix, and one is a eventual suffix. Chadom einik etzoya, v'machas lecha v'etzoya, osel chas v'edam koi, the koi legab etzoya is a suffix, legab evadai. The tzoya is tinnig shichim, the koi v'levadai. Because a child, is a potential might happen, inevitable, it's going to happen. But a koi remains a real suffix. So you might want to say the fact that you, regarding a bird, a vadai, a koi is a suffix, so it must be that rubber holes both are the same. That's not true. Maybe I don't say the Gemara is right. It's a bit of a stretch. But anyway, that's the Gemara's question about size. Okay, about suffix, having that in mind. Next answer to the Gemara. Another reason why a koi you should not be able to do kisrei dam. So Gemara says, Rami b'rei Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rami the son of Rabbi Yehuda says, koi hainu taimo. You follow me? Koi hai the timer. The reason why a koi or a kvi you cannot do kisa dam. The loy machsina, you know why? Gzeira mishum ha-toras chelboy. It's a gzeira that if people see that you are going to do kisri adam on the kvi, on the kari, they'll say, ah, it must be, it's a
chaya.
A chaya, the chelev is permitted by a chaya. By a behema, chelev is not permitted. You know, by a cow, for example, the shuman, which is kosher fat, and chelev, which is trefa fat. You know anything about the cow? Above the 12th rib from the bottom, meaning below the 12th rib, it's all called chelek atachtoim, and the chelev becomes forbidden, isa deraisa. Only certain fats you're allowed to eat. Fats below the 12th rib are forbidden to be eaten. A chaya, that's why if you have venison, must be very fatty meat, because all chelev is permitted. Every part of the chelev is permitted. So I'm going to do kisei adam by this koi, so my neighbor is going to see me and say, oh, you're doing kisei adam. Oh, I didn't know that. Now I know. I can have the fat because it's a chayim.
What difference does it make on Yom Tov?
Nothing. Right? The most special that. But that's why they forbade across the board, don't do kisei adam on a koi. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, again, Rami Bareid Rav Riebama, koi ha'im etam l'leim ha'chasinon, zeirim shumat Torah chelboy. You can be matir et chelof. The Gemara says, question, yeah, if that's the case, I feel a b'chol nami. Even during the week, it should be a problem. Then why do you allow it to do it in the week? The Gemara says, no. B'chol, during the week, I'm really going to say, l'nakeh chatzeh o'yutzorech. The reason why he's putting dirt all over the floor is not for kisrei dam. He's doing it to clean his backyard. So people won't know he's doing it for kisrei dam. The Gemara says, okay, shochet ba'ashba ma'ikel meima, and as if he shechts in a garbage dump, what are you going to say over there? So shechting in the garbage dump during the week, is shechting your koi in the garbage dump during the week, you should not be able to do kisei dam. Because if you do kisei dam, people will eat the chelev. What are you going to say? You need to clean up your backyard? It's a garbage dump. I'm not cleaning nothing up. So why am I doing kisei dam? It must be because it's a chaya. So people get, so shachar bash, Michael Memo. Or boli molech, Michael Memo. But the person himself comes to ask, what are you going to say? In other words, the person himself comes to ask, he knows he's doing kisei dam. Because the Rav tells him, you got to do kisei dam. So why aren't you worried about that person himself? He'll say, hey, I'm doing kisei dam on the curry. That means I can eat the fat. So why aren't you worried about that? If you're worried about that you're going to eat the fat, you're right, other people won't know. But he himself, you should be worried about him. The Gemara says, no, different reason. B'choil, inami mesafke, even if he's not sure whether you have to do, in other words, by choil during the week, even if he's not sure whether you have to do kisei dam or not, correct? Inami mesafke, amli rabbonon, zil torach. Chacham will say, you know what, just in case, do it, do kisei dam. So when I do kisei dam, or my neighbor sees me do kisei dam during the week, I'll say, you know what? The rabbis really don't know if it's a chay or a behema. And they said, just in case, do kisrei dam. But, b'yomtif, but on yomtif, imesafke, if the rabbis are not really sure if you should do kisrei dam because it's a chay or behema, mi amalei rabbonon, would the chachamim say, zil torach v'kasi? And Rashi learns, they make you do a tircha on yomtif. You're right, it's not muksa, but it's a tircha. The dirt is prepared, but it's a tircha, to mucha, uvdin the choyel. So if they would, a person will see him doing a nyantif, to kisrei dam, people say, ah, you see the rabbis know exactly it's a chaya, because otherwise he wouldn't be matriachim a nyantif to kisrei dam. So therefore, nyantif, we don't allow you to kisrei dam, and during the week, yes. During the week, people say, oh, why is he doing kisrei dam? It's a chaya. No, it's not a chaya, the rabbis are not sure. But just in case, do it, so they made him do it. But a nyantif, if they would do it, so why is he doing kisei dam? It must be chaya. Why, just in case? No, rabbis wouldn't tell him to do it in case. Leave it until tomorrow. Don't do it, because it's a tircha. And if the rabbis tell you to do it anyway, it must be that the rabbis felt that it's a chaya. So that's going to come a problem, because people end up eating the chelev, and therefore, on yontif, a koi, don't do kisei dam. During the week, a koi, you could do kisei dam. That's what Yomar says. Tani Reb Zeira, says Reb Zeira, loy koi b'vad amru, not just on koi they said, don't do kisei dam on yantif, el afilu shochat behema chaya v'oif. You're going to shecht behema, chaya, and oif together. You shecht all three in a row. You want to have a delicacies on your yantif meal. So you're shechting a cow, a venison, and a duck. You know, for all three, not a cow. A bison, or a buffalo, a bison, a venison, and a duck. You're going all out incentive. Behema chayvayif. Binisavu domon zebazeh. And the blood gets mixed up together. So could you do kisur dam on all three? Because you're not sure which one it is. So also lechasoysoy biyamtev. Then you're not allowed to cover it in yamtev. Why not? Why can't you cover it in yamtev? So Rashi says for the same reason. Look at Rashi. Loi koy belvad amru de'im mechasim yamtev. Not just the koy you cannot cover up in yamtev. The dinus lechasu shema be'imri. Why? The Torah tircha the loy mitzvah. Because it's a tircha, which is not a mitzvah. You're troubling, you're doing a tircha yaseira for no reason, for a suffix, you cannot do that. So if that's the case, says Rashi, el afilu shochat, even if you shecht all three and you mix them together, there's one that needs kisui. Afilochi ein mechasin. Why? Mishum de Torah nami mishal behema. Because you're doing extra work to cover up the blood of the behema, which is not necessary. And therefore, don't do extra work in Yom Tov. The reason why Kai is not permitted, because it's a Tircha Yaseira, because it's extra work. So therefore, if the reason why Kai is forbidden because of extra work, so therefore, it's a Safek, and therefore it's work for no reason, so that's a Svara, then even if you mixed all three together, and you're going to do extra Kisra Adam, that's Tircha Yaseira, don't do it. So the reason why, according to the Gemara now, you don't do Kisra Adam on a Safek, because of Tircha Yaseira on Yom Tov. That seems to be the Svara of the Gemara. That's what Gemara says. In other words, in other, from the fact that the Gemara says that during the week, people are going to say, oh, and I might have Tircha, but Shabbos Tircha, and therefore they'll end up eating the Chalev. So the Gemara pulls out, so the reason is really Tircha. Tircha is the issue that's bothering over here. So if that's the case, then even all three together, you should not do it because of Tircha. Here, there's no Kai over here. There's no problem of eating the Chalev. Tircha alone seems to be enough of a reason not to do Kisui Adam because of the effort that's involved. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef by Yassini Yoi, Rabbi Yosef son of Yassini says, Lo Yishanu Esher Ein Yecholot Choytoi B'Kira Achas. This only means, obviously, you can't do all three if you can't do Kisui Adam with one swoop. Abul Yochel Chasoy B'Kira Achas, if you can do all three Kisuyim with one swoop, Mutter, obviously. It's more of a treat, obviously. Marotem, Nigzo, the Kirachas, or to stay the Kiras. Maybe make it Zera and say, you know what? If you can do one swoop, next time you'll end up doing it two swoops. So therefore, don't do it at all. Kamash Malon, you're allowed to. In other words, if you can do it in one swoop, so then there's no problem with extra Tircha. There's no extra Tircha. One swoop, the same amount I take for one, I take for all three. I take one swoop, I put it all down there. So then there's one Tircha, and then if you're all three mixed up together, it would work. Would one Tircha help for a Koi? Clearly not. Because it's still a tircha, it doesn't help. Where does one tircha help? One effort for all three together is not an extra effort. Amar Rabba says Rabba, next case. Shochat lifts us in the shop because I want to get to the Mishnah. Amar Rabba says Rabba, Shochat tipor me'erev yantif. Next case. If you shechted a bird which needs kisur dam on erev yantif, you did the shechita when? Erev yantif. Could you do kisur dam on yantif itself? Could you do kisur dam?
In general, how long
before?
Yeah, but I guess you're not eating it yet. You didn't eat it yet. You shechted right before Yom Tov. Could you do kisur dam now on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, "Ein mechasin oisa b'Yom Tov." You're not allowed to do kisur dam on Yom Tov. Why? Same reason, I think. The hoya loy lechasin mibayd yom, because you should have done it during the day. Umishum imnui, mishum simple Yom Tov left. Yeah, like, and don't worry about it. You can't eat the food now. Because at the end of the day, the bird is permitted anyway. So there's no problem with any gyantif, because you can eat the bird anyway. So don't do kisadam. What's the issue of kisadam? What, extra tircha? I suppose, right? That must be the reason. Because we're talking about, obviously, that it's prepared. So don't do it. Why? Because you didn't do it till now. You should have done an erev yantif. There's no heter to do it now. Tircha yisayim. Should have done erev yantif. What are you worried about? I can't eat my food? You're allowed to eat the food without kisur dam. So you wait until now, wait till tomorrow. No problem. Gilgal isim erev yantif. If, however, you roll the dough on erev yantif, you mafrish mimenu chalasa b'yantif. Chala, you're allowed to take off on yantif. Why? So Rashi says, because even though we say technically trumas and maisrus, you're not allowed to take off on yontif, because that's called misake mana, you're fixing something, you're making it okay to be eaten, but challah is okay, you know why? Because since you're allowed to bake challah on yontif, and you're allowed to cook on yontif, so that was never, that's not part of, it's part of Eichel Nefesh.
See,
what?
No,
not something of you. It's part of Eichel Nefesh. Now the challah you have to do beforehand, but trumas and maisrus, that's not part of Eichel Nefesh. You could have done it any time. But challah, since you're allowed to bake and make challah on yontif, so therefore part of the Eichel Nefesh, the permitted thing was also to do precious challah. So precious challah, even if you made the dough erev yontif, you're allowed to do precious challah on yontif. There's no issue whatever. There's no terech over here. Not dealing with dirt. And there's no tikkun mana. You're not fixing anything.
Well, the precious challah is the same action. If you're making a challah, you're taking off, you're still kneading. It's not like you're doing it.
Right. So there's no tircha, and that was part of the permitted action. Yeah, but the issue might be tikkun mana. You're fixing something like trumas and maisrus. So that was okay. Why? Because it's part of eichel nefesh. Because they allowed you to make challah, so they allowed you to do that also. So that you're allowed to do. Gigul is me'av yontif, mavsh me'nechal is me'yontif. Avu the father Shmuel said, afilu gilgul isa me'erev yontif. Even if you made the challah, if you made the dough erev yontif, ein mafrish. He says, no, it's like tikkun mana, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it, tikkun mana, you're not allowed to take off challah yontif. And that's the halacha, by the way. Afilu gigul isa me'erev yontif, ein mafrish me'nechalos b'yontif. See, Mar wants to say, leme pligi de Shmuel, adavu de Shmuel. Let's say there's a machlokes between Shmuel and his father. Why? Tomei Shmuel. Shmuel says something else. Very important halacha. Challah is chutz la'aretz. Challah in America. Bizman hazeh. Challah in chutz la'aretz. Oichel v'hoylech. Vachrach mafrish. Unlike challah in Eretz Yisrael, which is the raisa, challah chutz la'aretz bizman hazeh is only the rabbanon. And therefore, you're allowed to eat it first and leave over the challah at the end. To be mafresh at the end. After you finish eating, as long as you left over a little bit, oichel v'hoylech, you can eat, v'achkach mafresh, and then you can be mafresh. So therefore, what do we see? The fact that Shmuel said that in a chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat first, and then take off challah, so Shmuel's father said, and he didn't differentiate between chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, Shmuel's father said, if you made the dough on Erev Yontif, then you cannot take off challah on what's name, right? If you take off the dough on Erev Yontif, then you cannot, if you make the dough on Erev Yontif, you cannot take the challah on Yontif. What do you mean? According to Shmuel, the chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat it even. And then take off challah tomorrow. So clearly argues. So Gemara says, no. Doesn't Shmuel agree that if you called something challah, it's forbidden to be eaten by regular people? Meaning, if you called something challah, then you have to burn it, you're not to eat it, right? Once you mafresh challah, doesn't Shmuel agree to that? So Shmuel agrees that once you making something into challah is a problem. Shmuel just says that, by the way, if you're in chutz la'aretz, you can eat and take off challah later on. But he would agree to his father that you're not allowed to take off challah on yontif. All Shmuel's father said was that if you prepare the dough on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to take off challah on yontif itself. So Moshe says, Shmuel argues, because Shmuel says, you're allowed to eat it and take off challah afterwards. So clearly in chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to take off challah on yontif. Moshe says, don't say you're allowed to take off challah on yontif. He says, you're allowed to eat it and then take off challah, but not on yontif. Because Shmuel would agree that taking off challah is misake mana. It's fixing something. So therefore, Gemara wants to say, halach l'maisa, both Shmuel and his father both agree that if you made the dough, again, well, everybody agrees. If you made the dough on yontif, right? Made the dough on yontif seems to be, no, maybe not. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say if you make the dough on yontif, if you're allowed to take off challah. Yeah, you're allowed to. Yeah. If you make the dough on yontif, if you make the dough on yontif, Rashi says, then you're allowed to take off. Then if you make the dough on yontif, you're allowed to take off challah. That seems to be, everybody agrees to that. No halacha on that, but everybody seems to agree to that. If you take the dough on Erev Yontif, Shmuel's father says that you're not allowed to take off challah on Yontif. And the first Manoma says you're allowed to take off challah on Yontif because challah is not like Trumas and Maisrus. So the first Manoma says you're allowed to take challah on Yontif, and Shmuel's father says you're not taking off challah on Yontif. So then Gemara wants to say Shmuel argues on his father, because Shmuel says in the Chutz Laaretz, if you make don't erev yom tov, you're allowed to eat it and take ochala afterwards. So clearly you see that you're allowed to eat it and then take ochala. So Gemara wants to learn from there that Shmuel held that you're allowed to take ochala yom tov. Gemara says no, Shmuel agrees that once you make some ochala, it's forbidden. So the actual act of taking ochala is still fixing it, because it's not permitted to be done by anybody else. So therefore, Shmuel agrees that taking of challah and yantif would be forbidden. Shmuel just says that the chutzah is allowed to eat it first, and then you take of challah. But he's not arguing with his father that if you have dough prepared to marry yantif, then you would be able to take of challah. Shmuel agrees to his father that if your dough is prepared to marry yantif, you should have taken of challah then. And if you can't take of challah, too bad. You cannot take of challah and yantif. Why? Because it's misakin. You're creating something. You're creating a shame challah. Just like challah is asur lezorim, regular people not eating challah, you're creating a shame challah, and that's forbidden on Yom Tov.
How many people need mazal?